Hey everyone, welcome to episode 6 of Starving in California. Today I'm going to be talking about all my favorite desserts. On tonight's menu we have ice cream, donuts, and boba. And you guys are in treat because I have my favorite co-host with me, the one who talks over me every single time, Steven Nguyen, everyone!
I'm only the favorite because I pay. Thank you.
Okay, so tonight we're going to be starting off with our favorite ice cream spot located in Santa Ana, so right down the street from Chapman University. The ice cream spot is called Scoops OC, and we've probably been going here for the last...
Since about summer 2016.
Yeah, so fairly
almost
new.
Almost 2 years.
They just opened up here in... Orange County. They have a location in Los Angeles, but thankfully they have one right down the street from us.
Yeah, so it's super convenient because we can pretty much go whenever we want, and the owner is really nice and friendly, and yeah, it's just right down the street from our house.
Shout out to Peter, the nicest shop owner you'll ever meet. Lets you sample everything 2-3 times if you wanted to.
Yeah, you don't even have to pay for ice cream. You can just go get samples and then say you don't want anything and walk away.
But I doubt you'll do that because his flavors are always really good.
Most of the time.
Shut up. You're so critical. Peter offers probably like the randomest flavors that I've ever had.
Very unique flavors and very unique pairings.
He often uses like a random cheese. Like one of my favorite ones is ricotta, like honey brownie. I don't know. I'm sure that's one of them. But he uses like a lot of random ingredients, meshes them together, and creates an ice cream that's really enjoyable.
Yeah, my favorite so far was the pandan chocolate chip. But I like all the vegan flavors too because he makes them with almond milk. And somebody who's lactose intolerant has actually options to pick from. And his flavors change pretty much whenever the tub runs out. As soon as one flavor runs out, he has another flavor in the back. So it's like every time you go, you pretty much are never getting what you got before.
Yeah, I want to say there's about anywhere from 10 to 15 flavors at any given time, and they're always changing. So just like what Steven says, you may come in on Monday, and then the next Monday you'll come back, and unfortunately that flavor won't be there, but another one will be there, and it'll be just as good, if not better. So that's really cool about him is he always has rotating flavors. Aside from one, he keeps...
The brown bread.
Entirely... That's yeah, his, brown bread. That's like his, the signature one.
I think the best flavor there, besides the pandan, is probably the red velvet Oreo. It's just like perfect.
I know for my birthday, well, Steven kind of stole this idea because for his birthday, I got him, what was it? Pandan Oreo? I got him a whole tub of it. And it was ginormous. We didn't even finish the whole thing, but it made for
a freezer.
No, we returned it, but it made for like a good present. Like I said, like his ice cream is just so good.
Completely surprised because I didn't think I was gonna get a whole tub. It was like more than a gallon, maybe like what, 2 gallons?
More than that.
It's just a huge amount of ice cream that we had in the freezer for maybe 2 or 3 months because we would like dig at it every night, but there would still be more and more and more. So by the time Gabby's birthday came along, which is about a month after my birthday, I returned the favor and I bought her a tub of ice cream. What flavor was it? It was supposed to be Taro Rocky Road, but he couldn't make it in time. So it was...
I think it was some type of like toffee, honey toffee.
Oh yeah, yeah, with ricotta.
With ricotta, something like that. Just because I'm always telling Peter, oh my gosh, Peter, like everything you make with ricotta is just so spot on. So,
yeah, the ricotta definitely makes the vanilla ice cream a lot more creamy, or a lot creamier.
Yeah.
So the ice cream, the way it works is if you order one scoop,
it comes
really
with like two flavors.
So you basically get one scoop. It's called one scoop, but you get two scoops with two separate flavors or two of the same. And then if you get a two scoop one, you get...
No, there's no two scoop one, I don't think. Although, the other day I went and I got 3 scoops, and it was a lot of ice cream, but I just couldn't decide on two flavors.
Much just
so
like go and tell them what you want.
So you can get a kid's scoop, which is
one scoop,
or you can get a normal one scoop
which is
with
two flavors.
You can also get a pint, if you want to save some for later. And he also offers shakes, so you can mix
any of the ice creams
together to create a really good shake. I think one time I had like some strawberry goat cheese one with like some random like chocolatey one, and it was so good. I didn't expect it to be good, but I'm like, you know what, Peter, just make me whatever you want. And
no, last time I was there, David ordered the pineapple sorbet, which is like the Dole Whip.
Oh, the yeah.
Disneyland Dole Whip. He mixed that so with vegan Oreo.
And that was good?
That's and so even Peter was like, are you sure, David? David was like, yeah, I want that. So, yeah, it was pretty good.
Yeah, so I wanted to say the one that Steven just mentioned, which is basically like if you've been to Disneyland and you've had the Dole Whip, the pineapple Dole Whip, he basically made a spinoff of the pineapple Dole Whip, and he's featuring it for the whole month of May, so come on in.
And it's vegan.
It is?
Yeah, it's water-based and still, like, tastes better than some of his ice creams that have dairy.
Yeah, that's another good thing about Scoops is that they do have a lot of vegan options.
It's very just, like, a personal ice cream experience. Like, I've never had an ice cream experience where, like, the person wants to know how my day went while he serves me ice cream.
That was so cute.
That's why Peter and I have such a great relationship, because I can just go
there. Because he shits on his ice cream, and then he's like, oh, but Peter, you're the best shop owner I know.
Well, no, because sometimes I go and Gabby gets ice cream, or Rachel gets ice cream. I don't get anything, because some of the flavors are, like, really off the wall, and too off the wall for me. But, I mean, he obviously sells ice cream, so...
You sound like a Wonder Bread.
I'm not stopping his sales. He's still very popular, and his flavors still sell out. So I just have, like, I guess I'm just too picky. I don't know, like, because some flavors, like, don't clash for me. I think I'm just too old. I'm not cool like the young kids like Gabby.
You're not even 30.
Still. I just want vanilla ice cream. But, yeah.
Oh, wait. One thing I want to say is use your phone to, like, Google Map this place. For people who don't know, there's an ice cream shop on, what is it, Santa Ana Boulevard?
Is that yeah. The, like, you if would you don't know it's there, it. Yeah, you're just going to pass it. Because
it looks like it's in, like, a residential area.
And there's, like, a big church behind it. But once you get inside, it's, like, the coolest looking, cutest looking ice cream store. And he highlights sponsors.
He's always, like, interchanging, like, artists, the artwork on his walls.
And they're all, like, local Santa Ana-based artists that come and bring their work. And he's always opening his doors to, like, everybody, whether he has pop-up shops or he hosts, like, a taco man. So, like, Monday and Tuesday, he hosts a taco man.
So he'll have them out front with, like, sometimes, like, a little DJ to try and promote them, and they try to promote him.
Yeah, it's just a cool little location. You wouldn't expect that spot to be in Santa Ana. It's, like, a fun, nice place, and it's clean, and the parking's cool, and
there's right another... next door to a beer garden called...
Literally a beer garden, because
it's
like
Lacey, I think.
Yeah, it's like outside among the trees.
Yeah, so I think these two places are more on the hipstery side. You know, this isn't thrifties, but
no, but
it's
just
one
like,
of my favorite ice cream spots. Like, I'd rather go here than anywhere else.
Yeah, I agree. I like Peter. I like his ice cream. He makes me feel whole. But no, it's a good place to go get ice cream. I highly recommend it. I mean, I've been going there, like I said, for almost 2 years, and when I say I go there, we go, like, once or twice a week.
There was a time in our lives where we would go there every single day.
And he, like, knows our mom and our dog and our grandma, and, like, he knows, you know, when
parts of our lives that
our
you may not know.
Is. He just knows everything about us, so, like, he's our friend more than anything.
And he really tries to do that with each of his customers. I was sitting there with him one day and we were just talking, and he got up to go help. And just, like, so many people that were coming in were like, hey, Peter, blah, 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 blah. Like, even this one lady was like, yeah, the last time I made a weird face at one of your ice cream suggestions, it ended up being my favorite flavor. So just, like, he really tries and
no, I don't
wants
think he tries.
To.
That's just his personality.
Like, he wants to. I think when I say try, I mean, like, more, like, he emphasizes customer service. Like, he wants to build that relationship with you. I personally enjoy that.
Well, the first time I was there, I just, like, went in and was, like, BSing with him. And then I just, like, opened up and vented to a complete stranger.
What'd you say?
I don't remember. Yeah, I don't really remember what
I
we talked about. But
the lactose
ice
cream place.
No, I know the second time, it was, like, the tables were turned. Like, he opened up to me and talked about random stuff. And then ever since then, we've just been good friends.
Yeah, because Steven used to work really close by. So sometimes his lunch break, he'd walk on over. And he's brought a lot of customers to Scoops.
Well, just because I know they have like a good product and is right down the street from all the county buildings. And that's where I worked. And it's just like a cool little break spot. You can go and get some ice cream. And the good thing is, like, you never know what flavor is going to be there. You can get there and you'll just be completely surprised, whether it's like Heineken or Dr. Pepper. And yes, those are all flavors that he's had. But you just go in, you're like, what the hell is this? And then you try and you're like, oh, that's pretty good. But you can't really get that experience at other ice cream places because, you know, if you go to Rite Aid or if you go to Cold Stone or Creamistry, you're pretty much getting, like, the basic ice cream flavors just mixed up in different ways. But these are, like, complete different flavors that don't exist in ice cream that he brings out and mixes with a whole nother one just to create something that's, like, completely different. Do you agree?
Yeah, I would for sure agree. I'm so glad he introduced me to this place because literally 99% of the time I leave 100% happy, and the 1% time where I leave dissatisfied is because I finished my ice cream too quickly and I had to go home. You know, like, every time I go, it's just, like, a great experience. Like, I love talking to Peter. I love trying all the ice cream. It's a good price, I think. Two scoops for, what, like...
$4.
$4 or $5. If you're from Chapman, you might be familiar with Alamanu, and their ice cream is so expensive. It's really pretty good. Pretty, like, thin, I really like it, I'm not gonna lie. It's just really expensive. So, you know, don't be afraid to try other places. You might get a little bit lost. I'm sure you'll love it.
Now there's banners in the front that say ice cream.
Yeah, yeah. So there's a big banner
in the front. It's a lot more identifiable than it was before.
But yeah, check it out and let me know how you like it. Moving on to the next place on our list is a donut shop in Huntington Beach.
It's called the Donuttery. I've been going there since, maybe 2011. This was, like, before it was Instagram and Yelp famous. This was just when it was, like, a crappy little, before the remodel, donut shop. Mom and pop Cambodian-owned donut shop. But even back then, they had, like, the best little breakfast burritos and bagels. And you like a bunch of their donuts, don't you?
Well, yeah, now it makes me sad knowing you've been going for so long and haven't taken me. Because I've only been there probably for the last, 4 years. And even that doesn't seem like enough time because it's so good. It's open 24/7, so, like, what more could you want? And they're bomb. It's
kind of far. I don't know.
Maybe because Junior lives closer to that area, so if I'm ever at his place, we can just go on over. Anyways, if I'm driving you, I'm sure you'll freaking eat two donuts in the box. If you are willing to drive to Huntington Beach, or maybe you're just leaving the beach for the day and you're like, hey, I want some donuts. Or
maybe you're on Main Street, because it's not too far from Main Street. Downtown Huntington Beach, where you can just go drink Hurricanes, and then, you know, when you're driving back to the 405, Donuttery is right there on the right-hand side. Now it's, like, really nice. They remodeled it, like, really nice. And then they have so many donuts to pick from. I'll give it that. It's, like, they make Krispy Kreme look like they have no options. They make Krispy Kreme look like a communist country. There's, like, three things to pick from there, and then at Donuttery there's, like...
48.
Or more. And they always, like, have unique flavors and new flavors, too.
The glaze is so good. I usually go for that. You haven't?
No. Should we go right now?
Yeah. It's so good. Okay. Let me just tell you. You take a bite and it's instantly, like, crisp on the outside, but then it has, like, this buttery, sugary glaze on top. And then the inside is just like a pillow of, like, dough. It's just so good. Mm. And when you, like, take into account, they're probably sitting there for, you know, longer than... Anytime 30 minutes. You know, they're cold by now, and they're still so delicious. Anytime can you imagine them warm?
Anytime you show up, you can ask them, what's the freshest donut? And they'll literally pull a tray out and be like, okay, it's this one, chocolate old fashioned, or it's the churro donut, or it's blueberry donuts.
Are you making this up?
No, for reals. Anytime you go, if we were to go right now, and you say, oh, what's the freshest donut? Because they make them 24/7.
Oh, we should
They
go.
Would just pull a tray out and be like, oh, this is the freshest donut. And then you get it and you bite it and it's freaking hot. God, you're Dang. Such a noob.
Pro tips.
Yeah, anytime you go, just ask.
Aren't you guys glad that I brought him back?
Just ask. But anyways, yeah, it's a great place. Been remodeled. Even if you don't want donuts, you could eat, like I said, they have bomb burritos, breakfast burritos, and bagels. We used to go there before it was all hyped up late at night, and we would just get breakfast burritos. It'd be like me and my tattoo artist and my best friend back then. we would go and, you know, get breakfast burritos, some orange some like bottled carton orange juice, and that would be it. We'd be happy. It's like $3, $4, $5 and you have like a good complete meal. Like, they're pretty cheap too. Like, that's what's good too. They're just like your typical mom and pop donut shop with 50,000 selections, and they're open 24/7.
Yeah, you know, those are some of the best places.
It looks like one big family always working there. Do you not see that?
Yeah, no, I do. I just wanted to mention real quick before we move on to the next place, some of the donuts to get aside from the glaze, of course.
The churro donut?
Yeah, we tried that one last time because we were craving churros, but we ended up at Donutery, and they just so happen to have a churro donut, and it legit just tastes like a churro in a circle form.
I want to order that one hot.
Yeah, that one was really good.
The cinnamon's like so fine. It's like cinnamon dust. But that's a good one. And then the
blueberry donut.
Oh, the croissant. What? No, what's the donut croissant called?
The croissant.
What's it called?
The cronut.
Oh, the cronut. The cronut's pretty good there. I got that one last time. It was like a glazed cronut. I wonder if it must be the same glaze. But it was like really good. I ate that, and then every time I go, I do eat two donuts. You're right. Because I can't decide on one.
True. I mean,
I want to go now. I'd have to work tomorrow. but just go get
selection.
Get a donut and then get a little milk, chocolate milk. It's like boom, 1,000 calories and you're in heaven. But yeah, no, there's a bunch of donuts to pick from. And then, like, it's in a, like, that plaza has really come to life. Sorry. Before it was just a donut shop. Now there's like a snow monster. You know, which kind of, like, leads us into our next topic. But, you know, there's, like, a snow monster there. There's a hookah lounge. It's next to, like, a fight club. It's, like, a pretty popular little plaza now. I mean,
grab some donuts and go to fight club.
You can't miss it. Like, once you pass the gas station, it's, like, right there.
The parking sucks at most of the places that I talk about.
It's probably because that's, like, all they can afford in their investment, in their business plan. It's like, okay, we got this, like, gold idea. Let's just take it to market. And then they can't afford, like, a big brand parking lot, like how if you go to, like, Mimi's Cafe or Claim Jumper and you're just, like, parking for, like, the apocalypse there.
This place is just, like, a great place to go to if you've never been. It's 24/7, so any time of the night, if you want to get up and go get some donuts, maybe you have the munchies, can't sleep, just head on over.
Do yourself a favor. Don't get one or two. Just get a whole dozen and take them home because
I think there's a $5 minimum on cards, so, like, all the more reason to get more than $5 worth of donuts.
Yeah, and they have a lot of vegan options, too, because we take our uncle. He likes going there a lot, and they just don't have, like, one vegan option. They have, like, a handful of vegan options. And the vegan donuts are pretty good.
They taste just like the normal ones. When Mom was vegan for a while, we brought her one, and it tasted just like the glaze I had.
Yeah, they do a really good job. It's probably not even really vegan. You probably order, and it's, like, not. Being Asian.
They're just, like, laughing.
Yeah, being Asian and knowing how Asian people work, they're like, it's decaf.
They're like, just write vegan on the front.
Like, it's decaf. Well, you served him regular. No, that I lied to him.
Hi, met your mother.
Yeah. So, when you're in that area, there's a lot of good spots to go to. That's probably the best donut spot, but talking about, like, boba, there's a lot of good boba spots that aren't too far from there. So, like, you can get a donut, and then even if you don't want my recommendation of chocolate milk, you can just go get boba at one of the shops, like, in Westminster. It's not too far from Huntington Beach.
Yeah, so that's going to be our third topic for today. We're going to be talking about two of our favorite boba places, Almond House, located in Westminster, and then Tapioca Express, gotta keep it OG. That was probably the first boba place I ever went to.
Because I worked there.
Yeah, Steven's first job.
In high school. And the boba's still as good as it was back then. Almond House is a different take on boba. Like, Tapioca Express reminds me, the exact location is in Irvine off Walnut and Jeffrey. That location, that just reminds me of, like, going to, like, grandma's house and enjoying something that you know is always going to be good. Versus, like, Almond House is a little more, like...
One thing I hate about Almond House before we, like, tell you why it's the best boba place and why you should go... If you go too late at night, like, let's say they close at 11, if you go at 10:30, sometimes they won't have boba. It's such a, like, they just, like, stab me in the back when they do that. I feel so devastated. Like, I drove all the way over here.
It's pretty irritating. You're
telling me that there's no fucking boba. I don't know.
It's pretty irritating.
It's okay. I just get egg pudding instead, so it's still okay.
Yeah, I like egg pudding, too. But, no, going back to Tapioca Express, I think it's better just because there's more, they both have a similar size menu, but there's more drinks that I can order at Tapioca Express that I expect just to be solid, awesome drinks. Like, for example, I could order 12 drinks at Tapioca Express and I know I'm going to be satisfied from each and every one of them. Versus like Almond House, there's only like one or two drinks that I'm like, wow, this is really good.
Yeah, okay.
You know what I'm trying to say?
Yeah, kind of.
Like, over there, I can order, like, a strawberry snow, like, bomb. I can order, like, a Earl Grey milk tea.
That one's my favorite one there.
It tastes like Fruit Loops milk with boba.
Yeah, if you go to Tapioca Express, I highly recommend the Earl Grey milk tea. Check in with Yelp, get 10% off. I also like the...
The chai.
Jasmine milk tea. Oh, I haven't had that one in so long.
The vanilla, really iced good. Vanilla chai is really good. But
dang,
yeah,
even
just the regular, like, straight up green tea, boba green tea, solid, so refreshing. It's just like perfectly sweetened. You don't have to worry about it like being too sweet or too watery. All their drinks are just like super, like they're perfect. I can't like better explain it. I never have complaints.
I don't know if this will make sense, but I just feel like they're authentic. You know, like. I'm getting, like, real boba. It's good. The texture of the boba is always really good. And that's such an important part of the entire drink. Who wants to, like, suck up a bunch of boba balls and have them be all, like, lifeless, you know?
And we like balls. That was a nod to my... And we like mayonnaise. Or what was it? No, it was...
And we like sour cream.
No, and we like ranch. And we like sour cream. No, but yeah, the texture of the boba, you know, the sweetness and how they sweeten it's really important. And Tapioca Express uses, like, you know, good brown sugar to sweeten it, which is, like, a traditional way to do it. Some of these other boba shops that we've tried, like, you bite into it and it's, like, no bounce, no chew. It's just, like, straight up freaking almost like Jell-O. If the boba sucks,
ruins, it just throws the whole drink
ruins
off.
Ruins the drink. And then if the liquid's too sweet, you know, it doesn't matter how good the boba is because it's ruined.
You know what I want to say? I hate all these new boba places that are like, how sweet do you want your boba? 59%? 72%? It's like, I don't want to give you a percentage of how sweet I want my boba. I just want you to know how to make
sweet
it
should
you
be
know?
Served.
Tell me how you serve it normally, and I want to drink it like that. If it's too sweet, I can be like, hey, make it a little less sweet.
Yeah, because when you put the power in my hands, I feel like, oh, fuck, I'm going to mess this up. I'm going to drop the ball. I should have said 75% sweet because these flavors don't get highlighted unless there's a lot of sweetness or vice versa. I'm going to get something that's not sweet at all. I'm going to be like drinking freaking iced water with boba in it. It's just going to be a waste of money. There's a lot of boba shops that really fuck up.
Yeah, there's
like
one...
boba's kind of like a lost art. It was like popping and trendy and fun like in what, 2006 to 2000, maybe like 11, 12. There's like boba shops on every corner. It was like the new Starbucks. And then they kind of fell off, and now we have, like, a lot of people trying to get into the marketplace, trying to sell, and they're just, like, gross.
Yeah, going back onto what Steven was saying about how Almond House has maybe, like, a handful of, like, solid ones, whereas Tapioca Express, like, all of them are winners. I think you say that mostly, or maybe I just don't notice it as much, because when I go get boba, I order maybe, like, four things. Like, I cycle between four things. At Tapioca Express, I'll get an Earl Grey milk tea. If not, I always stick to a jasmine milk tea, a matcha milk tea.
Well, jasmine's a green milk tea.
Yeah, but then matcha they also milk have tea a matcha is milk different. Tea. Yeah, and then...
it's Japanese green tea.
I don't know. Like, those are the three things I always get unless
the banana
I want
milk
something
is bomb too.
Fruity. No, I'm trying to say, like, I always cycle between four things. So if a boba has, like, good boba plus... it's good in one of those four things I just named, then, like, I think it's good. I'm going to keep going there.
It's important to note that Tapioca Express in particular is different than other Tapioca Express because they're all pretty much franchises, and the original business didn't really do a good job at making sure that the individual franchises kind of follow recipes. So what you'll see is discrepancies between locations, and some places will be making their drinks a little different. And it's just, like, just different enough for it to suck. So, like, if you go to Westminster and you go to that Tapioca Express off of Bolsa and Brookers, that place sucks. Like, the boba's made the same, but if you get, like, a strawberry snow, it's not made the same. It tastes, like, super artificial. Or, like, even the milk teas are different. you don't really recognize that because you don't go to all of them, but just that one location, they have like the older recipes, and they don't really update their drinks.
Which one like classic. Has the older
The tapioca that we go to.
Mm.
Like, they just kind of, like, have stuck to the classics for the last, wow, maybe 20 years. No, not 20 years. What are we, 2018?
20
maybe
years.
Maybe, like, 15 or 16 years. Yeah, that long. But Almond House is good. Almond House, I think they make all their drinks with almond milk.
Most of them?
Well, yeah, I mean, the ones that are supposed to have dairy, I think they just use almond milk. I think, at least. I mean, that's what it tastes like. Somebody who's lactose intolerant always drinking milk substitutes. It tastes like almond milk to me.
I don't really notice.
Their House Special Coffee is really good. Have you had that? House Special Coffee in boba shops tend to, especially in Westminster, tend to be just Vietnamese coffee, which is...
like condensed milk.
Condensed milk mixed with espresso. You know, now they put like sea salt and foam. They kind of dress it up. I don't really like the sea salt. I think it makes the drink gross when you get to the
they
end.
They have it at Almond House?
Yeah.
Sea salt? Oh. I don't really get coffee drinks aside at boba places, but one drink that I really liked there, I was stuck on it for like months, was the cookies and cream, and then I would get it fancy style, which basically just means they put whipped cream and more
Oreos.
Cookies and cream toppings on top. It's so good.
I think my favorite drink is the coconut Thai tea. It's like one of those drinks that they don't really make at other locations because coconut doesn't really mix with Thai tea, but it's pretty bomb. I mean, like, it's not too sweet, and it tastes good with egg pudding.
Also, it just depends on, like, what you want. If you want more of, like, a fruity smoothie drink, don't come here because I don't even think they have, like, fruit smoothie drinks here. They have, like, more just, like, tea-based things and then...
coffees.
Yeah, coffees. And then just, like, the milk-based shakes, like the one I mentioned, the cookies and cream one. They also have a mint version of that one.
Pretty good.
I don't know. I'm very much, like, the type of person where, like, I'll go to one place for, like, one specific thing. Whereas, like, I'll go to a different place and I'm like, oh, they have that here, but I wouldn't get it at the other place, you know? Like,
they don't have snacks, though, like tapioca does.
They have ice cream.
No, but they don't have, like, chicken.
Dude, you're going to get boba. Why are you trying to get chicken at Almond House?
Obviously, if they combo it and call it a special, then you probably should order it together. The fried popcorn chicken with a milk tea. The milk tea, like,
okay, no,
desalts the chicken and makes it less spicy.
Agree.
And or you get some wontons or fish cake. Bomb.
Or the potato swirl thing.
Yeah, but I mean, Almond House doesn't have any snacks, I don't think.
I think they sell sides of almonds.
No, I don't think so. I think they just pick them from the almond tree in the back. But no, overall, it's pretty cool. Customer service is decent at both locations.
Oh, no. The Almond House customer service, I just want to say, is really good. I went in and I had these stamp cards from, like...
a long time
when
ago.
I was, like...
in high school.
15. And I just forgot to use them. And I came in one day and I was like, oh, I still have my stamp card. Can I still use it? Will you still give me a free one? Blah, 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 blah. Basically, there was just some kind of confusion since they're so outdated, and the girl ended up...
honoring it?
Yeah, honoring my stamp card, and I got a free boba, so they're really nice and accommodating there. I'm sure they'll let you, like, try just about anything if you've never had boba before. If you are a new timer, then yeah, check out Tapioca Express. They have all, like everything you could possibly think of when it comes to...
yeah, their menu
getting
is,
boba.
Their menu is bigger.
It's big. Like Steven said, they have...
they have ices, not just snow bubbles.
No, but they have snacks. Because apparently you're hungry right now and you want some snacks.
Well, no, I'm just saying. Next time I order fried chicken, you just can't have any then.
It's okay. But try out Tapioca Express. It's located in Irvine.
Off Jeffrey and Walnut. And then Almond House is located in... I think it's...
Westminster.
Off of Westminster, but before Brookhurst, and it's gonna be on the left hand side. It's like the only thing that's popular in that parking lot, except probably Pizza Hut. So like parking's not really bad ever there.
It's hidden.
Maybe sometimes like on the weekends, you know, when all the Asian moms are out. But like for the most part, the parking's pretty decent. You can just like go in, get a drink, and bounce.
I'll make sure to link everything below so you guys can check them out.
And yeah, you can always check them out on Yelp too, because you know, Yelp's always a good resource. There's a lot of pictures. I always take, like, what I read on Yelp with a grain of salt, but The pictures is like a good indicator if something's gonna be good. But just go to either location. Just try ordering a milk tea. That's like the most basic drink. If the milk tea sucks, chances are most of the other drinks are gonna suck. But if the milk tea's good, then like, you know, next time you go, be a little more adventurous and order something else.
Yeah, I think that's a pretty solid rule to go by. So check out all the places we mentioned. Thank you guys so much for listening, and let me know what you guys think.